My father has both his hands on the wet railing, bracing himself against the depthless view. He is in his walking boots already, rubber soles steady on the humming steel deck. There is fog in the Gastineau Channel. I can just make out the boxy shapes of houses, outlines on the hillside. A single car makes its way along a street, only its headlights visible, moving faster than us, but not much. The ship's foghorn sounds a long metallic note that fills the air, as if it's a reverberation from the entire channel, from the mountains themselves. I ask my father what he hopes to find, and he says, something. He keeps his eyes on the fog, checking it for details, anything to measure against the Alaska of his imagination, anything to begin this day. The truth, some sign of him. Why he never came home. His jacket is zipped up against the cold, and his hair is still damp from his shower, parted and slicked against his head, white curls starting to lift away from the back of his neck, finding their own shape again. I don't expect I'll get all that, he says. I'd settle for something. I know Thomas Chandler from one photograph only, a family portrait taken at the gate of their Dorset farm, when he was a teenager approaching his father's height. Thomas and my great-grandfather, Edward, his older brother, are standing at opposite ends of the group, with their father and two young sisters between them. Edward is immediately to his father's left, his shoulders drawn back like a soldier on parade. He is the tallest of them all, though it might just be his posture. Their mother sits in front on a wooden chair, nursing a baby. It is tempting to say Thomas looks haunted, but they all do. They are keeping as still as they can, their eyes wide and fixed on the camera box. It's a portrait from around 1890, and all family portraits from 1890 look like that. Lean people in their best dark clothes, staring down death. Thomas was gone from Dorset by 1893. In 1895, he wrote a letter from Alaska, from a hospital in Genoa,